everyone. Welcome to No Smut Shaming. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're here to discuss all your favorite romance reads.
And all the dirty details.
This week we'll be talking about Sarah Spade's book, Halloween Boo.
But first, let's talk favorite Halloween costumes. What was your favorite Halloween costume?
So this is kind of embarrassing, but I've only had one Halloween costume because I've only been to one Halloween party.
This blows my mind.
I know. It's never worked out timing-wise, so I just never went.
Well, Halloween just like comes out of nowhere. Ooh,
you know, when you got kids and anyways. Yeah. So I did go to a Halloween party with you.
Yep.
What was it? Last year?
I think it was last year.
And I went as the Chick-fil-A cow to your Chick-fil-A worker.
Yeah, it was
and
cute.
That was a lot of fun because it was mostly just a cow pajama onesie.
Yeah.
So it was super comfortable. What about you? I'm sure you got a ton.
I do love Halloween. Mm-hmm. So I've had my fair share. But one of my favorites was the Chick-fil-A employee.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time.
You kept saying my pleasure to everything.
So fun. I really like embrace the character.
She does.
But my favorite costume of all time was when Ben and I were old people. Truly, this was the best night of my entire life. I'm not kidding. I had like gray hair and the costume. I put socks as like saggy boobs. Like it was fantastic.
I'll post a picture for everyone.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. All night. You couldn't tell who I was. Mm-hmm. And not that I'm a shy person, but let's just say I'm more outgoing when you don't know who I am. So we went out downtown. Mm-hmm. I was dancing.
Really?
Like crazy.
Oh, wow.
There's a great video of me like grinding up on Ben.
As old people?
Yeah, he's got a cane. I've got my walker, which the walker was great. We'll post it. You're all welcome.
Yeah.
So this week we're talking Halloween Boo by Sarah Spade. This has a 3.86 on Goodreads, which is pretty high for this book.
Right. There's only like less than 120 pages?
It's a very short book.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of a 6-book series called Holiday Hunk. And there's like a Christmas one, a Valentine's one, a St. Patrick's Day one. I'm not going to personally read these,
but
if you read them, let me know.
So this book, just wow. I mean, we could give you a summary, but let's just say you're in for a book where a girl kind of bangs a ghost. That's all I can say. So let's get into it.
Okay. So we start with Danny. God. And she's basically saying, like, if you would have told me before this that ghosts were real, like, she would have laughed at you. But now she has a real ghost, and she calls him Casper. We also learn that she has recently relocated to Salem, Massachusetts.
Whoa.
But she has one experience that makes her believe ghosts are real, and it was the rose petal. Back in April, when she came home from work, there was a rose petal lying next to her coffee, and there was no explanation for how it had gotten there.
Because it's winter.
The windows weren't open. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a strong breeze.
Yeah, there's no roses out blooming.
Nope, not a rose in sight.
Mm-mm-mm.
But then one more thing happens that makes her think that she may not be alone in this house. Crystal is already rolling her eyes. And it was one night she baked a peach cobbler. And the next day when she was cleaning up the giant mess in the kitchen, she noticed that there was a heart drawn into a pile of spilled sugar on the counter. Oh, Casper.
Would you not have freaked out?
Like, what's that movie? The scary movie? There's like a swing outside and then like things happen in the house.
There's a swing outside.
It's just like a very creepy, scary movie. There's like a sequel or basically it sounds like a horror film and I would be freaked out. But she's not. She's like, oh, he's friendly.
She's like, that's sweet.
I know. What
and
a
like,
cute little
no.
heart.
See, I wouldn't even think ghost. I would be like, someone broke in and he's trying to flirt with me.
Well, yeah. And she does put a deadbolt on the door.
Okay.
But for some reason, she just kind of thinks that it's a ghosty person instead of a person person.
Mm-hmm. It's obviously a friendly ghost.
Of course.
You know, giving her rose petals. Drawing hearts and flower.
Right.
Totally into her.
And then she recalls this other instance of where she had a date and she brought the date home and the date started to get kind of handsy and she didn't want to sleep with him, but he kept kind of pushing it. And then the front door creaks open and then slams shut. And he was like, I thought you said you lived alone. And she's like, well, I kind of have a roommate. You just can't see him because he's a ghost.
Like, I guess if you're trying to get a guy out of your apartment, that might be
the best
way.
I mean, it worked.
The
guy, like, ran out. And then after that, she was like, well, me and the ghost are friends now. Like, he helped me out.
Save me.
And she knows it's crazy. But
what would you do if I came to you and it was like, got a ghost in my apartment. We're besties.
I do not think I was crazy. I would check you in somewhere.
Okay, just making sure we're on the same page.
Well, I don't feel quite as lonely anymore because I have a new friend. Like, just... Okay. So now we meet Zach from mm-hmm. his point of view. And
it's the ghost point of view.
But Zach is in love. The only problem, he's a ghost.
He's dead.
I'm sorry. I cannot stop laughing at this point of the book where he's just like, oh, what a bummer that I'm dead.
He doesn't remember how long he's been there.
He doesn't remember how he died. He knows he's a ghost because when he reaches for stuff, his hand goes through the stuff.
He's like, so I guess I'm a ghost.
He just like assumes he's a ghost. But he also can't leave the apartment. Mm-mm. There's some kind of invisible barrier keeping him in. But he also doesn't know where he is. He cannot remember this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So Zach has only met one other ghost before, Lydia. And Lydia had more ghosty energy than he has because she could move between the floors in the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
So she would like come and visit him sometimes.
But I also thought it was funny when Zach was talking about Lydia and he would be like, so she talked to me ghost to ghost. And I was like, really? Who's around to listen to this conversation?
But Lydia told him that, you know, I'm not going to move on without my husband. So she's just waiting around till he dies.
She's been haunting him.
So that they can, you know, move on to the afterlife together.
Hand in hand. Ghost to ghost.
Ghost to ghost. She also told him that Halloween is the one day of the year when the veil between the living and the dead
mm-hmm.
was thin enough to cross over.
Mm-hmm.
And so one Halloween, Zach hears a shriek, and it was Lydia holding the hand of her dead husband on the other side,
mm-hmm.
the living side. And the sources say her husband died of a heart attack. But Zach is like, surely if you saw your dead spouse, you'd also have a heart attack.
Right.
Anyways.
Felt like it was a little selfish, Lydia.
Yeah, she killed him so they could move on together. If you were a ghost, would you kill your husband so you could move on together?
No. I'd be like, woo, I'm going to travel.
Party. So Zach, again, can't leave the apartment, mm-hmm. but he says that he stopped trying to leave once Danny moved in. And he said that he basically fell in love with her immediately. And he just like watches her all the time. Like he,
what else does he have to do?
I mean, true, but he just like sits on the couch next to her and watches shows with her.
Right. And because she talks to herself, he feels like, oh, it's like she's talking to me. And so,
and they like laugh at the same parts of the sitcoms. And then he also thinks she has a nice ass.
Because mm-hmm. when you live alone, you walk around naked, of course.
Yeah, and he likes that she walks around naked after showers.
Mm-hmm.
Although he does try not to look to avoid being a creep. He also knows that the sight of her naked bod should be enough to give him a giant boner, but his dick is dead too.
Right. There's nothing going on down there.
Nope. No mm-mm. twitch for him.
Nothing.
But basically, Danny seems to really get along with this ghost who she has named Casper. Like, for example, one morning she left her keys upstairs on the dresser. And then when she got down to her car, she was like, shoot, I forgot them. And so when she walks back in, they're on the floor by the front door. And she's mm-hmm. like, thanks, Casper. I'm like, what? So later that day, she's on the phone with her friend Allison, and Allison has been bringing up this Halloween party. And so she brings it up again. Danny does not really want to go. She's kind of a homebody, and Halloween isn't really her thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she does tell her, like, fine. But Danny has a hard day at work that day, and so when she comes home, Zach the ghost can tell she's had a hard day. He knows this because he watches everything she does all the time. So when she comes home and does like certain things around the house, he knows it'll be an early night for her.
Right. So whenever she brings home ice cream, he's like, ooh, it's been a bad day.
It's been a long day.
My girl's struggling.
So Danny takes a shower, and after her shower, she goes into her room. And a little while later, he goes to check on her.
Mm-hmm.
But what he finds is her masturbating, which he's never seen before.
Because she got a new book on her Kindle.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah.
Ooh, I like this guy.
Let me get comfortable on the sheets.
Yeah. So he finds her masturbating,
mm-hmm.
and he can't help but watch.
Right. Because typically he would avert his eyes.
Like the classy ghost he is. So he's watching her. He says her name out loud. And like,
she's like kind of in between like sleep, right?
Well, she's like in between like a sex fantasy with the guy in her Kindle book.
Mm-hmm.
So he says her name out loud and she's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh my God, she's talking to me. And he does it again. He's like, Danny. And she's like, mm. She like thinks the voice voices in her head.
That's true.
Now, he knows he can't touch her because he's a ghost. And his body can't, like, physically react to her. But he's still having the best time ever.
But he can blow a cool breeze on her vagina.
He's like, Danny, I'll make you feel good. Will you let me? And Danny hears a voice saying, will you let me? Mm-hmm. And again, she thinks it's like her vivid imagination. And she's like, ooh, what a hot voice in my mind. Mm-hmm. The voice that she thinks is in her head says, can I see you without the blanket? And she's like, wow, this voice in my head is really super turning me on. And she kicks off her blanket. And she can hear a groan. And then she thinks she feels like a faint tickle on her thigh. Mm-hmm. The ghost, Zach, blows gently and she gets like a cool rush of air down there. And then it happens again and she's like, I'm almost there. I just need. And the voice is like, I know what you need. And then she feels like a stronger rush of air downstairs. But it's like still not enough for her to like get there. And well, then she.
Yeah, because he can't do anything.
He's a ghost.
He's a ghost. All he can do is like blow cool air.
And then she hears a command that says, help me help you.
Like Jerry Maguire.
And then she hears the voice in her head, the ghost, say, take your fingers, put them inside it, and fuck yourself. And she's like, oh, what a great idea. I didn't think about that.
What an aggressive ghost.
She hears the voice say harder, so she does just that.
Uh-huh.
And then she has a ghosty-induced orgasm.
Ghosty-induced.
And then she opens her eyes because she feels what she thinks is like a soft goodnight kiss on her cheek, but she opens her eyes and nobody's there.
Right. Because she lives alone.
The next morning, she wakes up, and it says she wakes up clutching her pussy. But we'll just breeze on past that. She is pretty sure her ghost is a man.
Mm-hmm.
But she thinks it's more of like a nice elderly man.
Mm-hmm.
Just like watching out for her. And so she's like, oh, I hope my old man ghost didn't see what I got up to last night. At work the next day, her friend Allison gives her a shopping bag that has her Halloween costume that she picked out for her. And so when she gets home, she opens the bag to see what her costume is. And it's like a slinky black dress and a witch hat. And the dress is so tiny, she's worried that it's not going to fit. So she tries it on and it's like skin tight, but it looks pretty good. And then she hears a crash. A vase behind her fell off like the table and broke. The ghost Zach somehow broke the vase. Basically, he saw her in the slinky dress. And felt his first ever twitch, jumped back in surprise and knocked over the vase. And he's really surprised because first, he's never felt a twitch in mm-hmm. ghost form. And he should have just floated through the vase. So he's like, how did I knock that over? And he looks at his hands and he thinks they look a little less ghosty than normal. And he's like, something's happening.
Oh my gosh.
So he decides to test this mm-hmm. and he floats through the balcony door.
Mm-hmm.
But then once he's outside, his feet land hard. He feels his heart beating for the first time. And then he looks down and his body's like mostly solid. But then because he's now a human,
he can't float his ass back inside.
He's stuck outside of the balcony.
He's like, hello.
Yeah, so Danny's like cleaning up the broken vase. And she hears like a tap, tap, tap. And she's like, is that coming from the balcony? Like, she's mm-hmm. not on the first floor. And so she slowly walks over there and through the curtain sees a shadow of a man standing outside. And she's like, hell no.
Right.
It is the night before Halloween. And she's like, I'm going to count to three and you better be gone before I call the cops. And he's like, Danny, wait.
She's like, how do you know my name?
How do you know my name? And he's like, wait, but I live here. And she's like, oh, he sounds kind of nice. I'm not going to call the cops.
God, Danny.
And then a big black cloud. This sounds fake. I can't believe I'm actually saying this. Then she decides to open the curtain to get a better look at him. And when she does, she sees that he's kind of see-through. And then he presses his hands on the glass door. But then now he's in the house.
Right.
Because he's in ghost form again.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently there's a full moon.
Right.
And then the clouds swept over the moon. And then so I guess that's when he can become a ghost again.
So, yeah.
Logic is sound.
So, yeah. So, Ghost Zach is starting to, like, piece these things together.
Mm-hmm.
And she's freaking out right now because now this guy who was outside floated his way back inside. So she's screaming bloody murder. And then she makes a comment about Halloween and it hits him. Mm-hmm. It's almost Halloween.
Right. Because he's a ghost. He has no like concept of time.
Right. But Lydia told him.
Right.
Halloween. Mm-hmm. The veil.
Ooh.
Ooh. Human. And now it makes sense to him that he had enough power to pleasure her last night.
With his ghosty breeze. Yeah.
And then he's just like, Danny, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, I know that voice. And she realizes that it wasn't her imagination last night.
No.
It was him. And she starts to ask him a few questions. And he doesn't deny anything.
Mm-mm. He's like, you were right before. I am a ghost.
I am a ghost.
Her the Casper.
Her first thought is, oh my God, he's a ghost. Mm-hmm. Her second thought is, oh my God, I let a ghost go down on me last night.
Willingly, yes.
And she's like, what kind of pervy ghost seduces women? And he was like, no, that was never my intention. Mm-hmm. There haven't been any other women besides you. And then he hits her with, I love you. Really lays that card a little early. And so Danny and Zach sit on the couch.
A lot to take in.
So she can interrogate him, basically. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't really know any answers. He doesn't know his last name or how he died or how long he's been dead. Mm-hmm. And then it hits her that he's been watching her this whole time she's lived there. But he's like, don't worry, I don't peek when you're naked. And then she bends over to pick something up and he gets his first ever human boner. And he's only been alive for like 10 minutes. Like, mm-hmm. Men.
Typical men.
Typical men. Only takes a strong breeze. But she's like, you know what? It's been a long day for me. Can we like figure this out in the morning?
Right.
And she's like, you can sleep on the couch.
Which he's a little disappointed by. I don't know why he thought she would just be like, come on, let's go to the bedroom.
Because he went down on her the previous night.
I know, but... Okay.
He was a ghost then, but mm-hmm. like still it was intimate for him. It meant something to him, Crystal.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. But he can't sleep that night.
Right.
Because he's human. And also he still has a raging boner. And Danny also gets up pretty early because she can't sleep. And when she walks into the living room, she sees...
Could you sleep knowing that there's a strange man who is possibly a ghost?
Like a former ghost.
Former ghost who has somehow materialized into a human sleeping on your couch?
I can't believe we picked this book.
Me?
No, we.
You.
Me. Did I pick this?
I didn't pick it.
Look, there's very few Halloween romances on the market.
No. This is a fun topic. Let's go.
No, I would not sleep well if a former ghost man was downstairs in my apartment.
Right.
But when she walks into the living room, she sees that he's cleaned the whole apartment. And she can also smell some breakfast. And he's in the kitchen cooking her up some pancakes.
Some blueberry pancakes.
And she's like, don't you want to get out of the house today? And he's like kind of pathetic about it. And is like, you don't want to hang out with me? She's surprised that he wants to stay in with her.
Right.
Because he's been in this apartment his whole ghostly life.
Well, he did admit that he's in love with her, so.
True. But they decide to hang out on the couch together and watch a show. And while they're lounging on the couch and chatting all day, she starts to be like, oh, his lips are kind of nice. But has to stop herself from falling in love with the ghost.
Mm, yeah. Because that would be crazy.
But then her phone rings and it's her friend Allison calling about the costume party.
Right.
That's tonight. And Danny's like, shoot, I totally forgot about this Halloween party. And Zach is like, well, I'll go with you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, that kind of sounds fun. Let's get this ghost out of here and rage it up. So they go to the party and it's just packed. And Zach starts to see all the wandering eyes of men looking at Danny in her little slinky black dress. And he gets a little possessive and kind of mm-hmm. holds her close. Very territorial for a
for
brand
a
new human. Mm-hmm. But they mostly just stand by the drink table and talk together all night. And then at some point, her friend Allison finds her and another guy is with her. And the guy is eyeing Danny. So Zach introduces himself as her boyfriend. But she corrects him and just says, no, this is a friend of mine.
He lives in my building.
Yeah. Stretch, but okay. And the guy asks Danny to dance later. And Zach is like, oh, her dance card is full for tonight. Mm-hmm. Sorry, bud. And Danny doesn't try to correct him. And so Zach pulls Danny onto the dance floor. And he pulls her back to his front. And he's just like swaying them around.
This ghost is cutting a rug.
And she's like, oh, what's that big bulge up against my booty? And
it's my dong.
She can see other women like checking him out.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts to get a little jealous. So she's like, hey, remember what happened between us the other night?
Mm-hmm.
Take me home. And they race home. Like, she's driving like a maniac.
Mm-hmm. And well, they don't have much time. He's about to be ghost again.
So he picks her up and carries her up two flights of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she gets in through the door, she pounces on him.
Right.
And he's like kind of hesitant, right? He doesn't want to push her. But she just like touches his dong through his jeans and he can't even help himself. He starts leaking through the denim. I mean, like, he is excited. And before he can even get a thought together, she's on her knees and starts sucking away. And he mm-hmm. barely lasts a minute. But then before he can even recover, she starts like petting his dong again. And he just like, shoop, up again. And he starts to like thrust into her hand and just again like comes all over her. And she like lowers her top and like spreads his cum on her boobs.
Like a lotion.
Like a lotion. And then she stands up, gets naked, and just like, follow me, and goes up the stairs. And when she gets to the bedroom, she's like, do you have a condom? Like, of course he doesn't have a condom.
Oh, wait, let me check.
But then she's like, I can't get pregnant by a ghost, right?
It's just all falling apart for me. I feel like you
can. I feel like you can get pregnant by a ghost if he's in human form.
If he is secreting semen, I feel like you probably can, right?
What do you say to your child if a ghost knocks you up? Like, what do you tell your kid, like, oh, your daddy was a ghost?
Mm-hmm. That kid's going to need therapy.
Yeah. So he lays her down and is about to go down on her, but she's like, nope, not enough time for that. We mm-hmm. got to bang now.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's time, you can go downtown later. And so he just, like, rips off his clothes and jumps on her and slides that old dong in, and they just bang it out hard. I mean, they're, like, in a rush.
Right.
Right? Because before they know it, it's almost midnight, and it's like a Cinderella situation where he's going to strike
where
back
to... Where his dong just disappears.
Just fading away. And so they spend the last few minutes together,
mm-hmm.
and she realizes that she's fallen in love with him.
Of course she is.
And he whispers that he loves her. And she's like, I'll be waiting for you next Halloween.
Mm-hmm. She needs to be institutionalized.
And then the clock strikes midnight, and he's poof, gone. Poof.
Gone.
Oof. This is ridiculous. So,
okay.
He comes to, and...
No pun intended.
No pun intended. And his head hurts, and he smells like cleaners and disinfectants.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to open his eyes, but when his eyes adjust, he notices that he's laying down. And he's like, ghosts don't lay down. Which I don't...
This guy is so smart.
Is that true?
I don't know.
But then he sees that he has an IV in his arm and like tons of wires stuck to him. And he panics, starts to like rip them off his body.
Mm-hmm.
But then the doctors rush in. They're trying to talk to him, but he can't focus. And his mom and dad and brother come in crying.
Right, right, right.
And he's like, why does my brother look older?
Mm-hmm.
And his brother explains that he's been in a coma.
For 2 years.
He was hit by a bus.
He was hit by a bus.
A bus. Just
oh,
hit
my goodness.
By a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I was reading this book. And not that I was like on board, but like I felt like it was like...
It was entertaining.
I was like kind of on board until he woke up from a coma. Then I was like, this is unrealistic.
I mean, we knew the whole thing was unrealistic, but this just made it like way worse.
This just like really crossed a line for me. The ghost sex, like, I was like, okay, like, I'm with it. But then the coma and hit by a bus.
I'm sorry, there's no way then he's a ghost. He's just asleep. And when you're asleep, you're not a ghost.
Not this book. But yeah, it turns out he's been lying in this hospital bed the whole time while his bum brain has convinced him he's been living as a ghost. But he also is just like, my love for Danny is real and stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he immediately wants to find her, but it turns out that laying in a bed for 2 years makes you, like, fairly weak.
Right. He's very frail.
But then his brother is, like, talking to him one-on-one.
This makes me laugh.
This is so funny to me. His brother tells him the doctors called his parents a few days ago
mm-hmm.
because they noticed some activity.
Downstairs.
And his brother's like, you got hard, dude. And he was like, mom was so happy to see movement that even though it was your dick, like, we were all ecstatic. And he was like, also, you definitely creamed in your hospital gown. Mid coma.
That is crazy.
And then his brother is like, well, you're going to have to move back in with mom and dad because they moved your stuff out of the apartment a year and a half ago or something. And he's like, I better know who lives there now. So he has to go to...
I just don't understand. Like, if you're a ghost and you're just going to wander around your own apartment, like, why is that the place you end up?
I also feel like if I woke up from a coma and someone's like, you've been out for 2 years, I would be like, wow, I had some crazy dreams while I was out.
You had dreams.
Never once would I be like, where's that girl that I met when I was a ghost?
Right.
But no, he goes to rehab for 7 weeks. So it's around Christmas time whenever he gets out. And the first thing he does is have his brother
drive him back to his apartment.
Yeah. And when he pulls up, he sees Danny's car outside. And he's trying to think of like a romantic gesture when he sees a ladder propped up against the building. And I was like, bold strategy for someone who was fresh out of a coma to like scale the side of a building on a ladder. No?
I wouldn't be taking any risks, that's for sure.
Like, you got hit by a bus, like...
Right. You're probably going to fall off this ladder.
From Danny's point of view, over the last 7 weeks, she's been pretty sad because she misses Zach. And yeah, she just hasn't felt his presence since Halloween.
The apartment's felt a bit empty.
She thought he would still be lurking in ghost form. But she's holding strong and she's willing to wait till next Halloween for him. But she's like, it seems so far away.
I just feel like this is not a long-term plan.
You see just one day.
Yeah, just once a year. Some banging. Like, I just don't...
It must be good.
I'm sorry. No sex is that good to wait a whole year.
But then she hears a tap, tap, tap on her balcony. Oh, God. And she's like, no, it couldn't be. And when she goes over there to check, there he is.
Zach.
Full human Zach.
In the flesh.
And she lets him in. She's so confused. She's like, is he an angel now?
Did he come by to say goodbye?
Yeah. But he's like, no, I'm real. I've just been
in
a coma.
We're not making any of this up. This is all in the book.
He's like, I've been in a coma, but I'm here now and I'm real and we can be together. And she can't really wrap her mind around it, but she doesn't even care. Personally, I would care. I would be like, give me the full history of like your human to ghost to human to angel. Like I need
to angel.
I need information.
Right.
But that's just me.
Not Danny.
Danny immediately strips off her clothes She's and like, is just like, fuck me. And he's like, no. Tonight, I'm going to make love to you tonight and for the rest of our lives. And she's like, what about Halloween? And he's like, especially on Halloween. The end. My oh my. What a story.
No epilogue in this one.
No epilogue. It's just
happily ever after.
Thoughts?
I don't even know what to say. I don't. I mean, the book is just so far-fetched on every level, but I don't know why the coma is what was like, no.
The coma pushed it across the line for me.
Right. I feel like then he's not really dead, and then he's not really a ghost.
Yeah, it...
He's still a breathing human being in a bed.
I just don't... I feel like it takes it from being just like...
So you're telling me
story.
That on Halloween day, there was technically two of him. One in the hospital bed.
Oh, interesting.
And then one just like killing it at a party. You know?
But that's the night that he has some twitches.
But it wasn't... It was a dream
to
him.
Can you imagine if like one of his friends went to that Halloween party and saw him?
Yeah, they were like, we just
saw
at the hospital.
Zach.
You got that boner we were all uncomfortable with.
And he's like, oh, grind, grind, grind.
Doesn't make sense.
I feel like I would have been more on board if it was like he was a ghost the whole time. I mean, the human part I get, but like the coma part where he's a real person, it doesn't make sense to me.
I think it's funny that we're trying to make sense of this book.
I know, but you know I'm like illogical. Like I need...
There's no logic to this book.
You know, like every book or show that I watch, if things aren't realistic, I get kind of angry about it.
But this book, I don't know. It was just
Here's
bonkers.
The thing. I felt like the writing was entertaining. Like I thought it was funny.
It was a funny book.
I thought it was really funny. Mm-hmm. The characters had some funny moments.
Right.
I think if you're gonna read it, you're not gonna read
definitely
it.
Don't. I mean, it's. I don't even want to recommend this book.
I wouldn't recommend it unless...
Unless you just want like a very lighthearted laugh.
I mean, you could read it on your lunch break. Like,
right.
It
was a quick
100
read.
Pages, which is why our podcast episode is like 4 minutes long.
If you just want like a silly laugh and you don't want to take this book very seriously, then yeah, read the book. But I mean, don't try to make sense of it.
I just want to know if anybody listening has read this book. I need to know.
I don't. don't think anyone's read this book. But yeah, let us know.
Let us know if you've read it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know this episode really blew your socks off. Next week, we have another Halloween book, and it's called Her Halloween Treat by Tiffany Rice.
Yeah, we don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I need help on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Her Halloween Treat, and we hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and subscribe to our podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.